Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Shut up, Jones.
Why would you?
Well, because okay, explain
you
this
you
to basi- me.
No, you basically have like DEFCON 5 set up. Welcome to episode number 2 of the weekly theme show. I am your host, Ryan, joined by Justin Jones and Nick Weaver. Hello, guys.
Greetings.
Hello.
So I kind of think there was we sort of had a half thought when we recorded the first one that this might not ever happen again. So I'm happy to say that there was a solid reaction, and we can do this at least one more time.
Never thought those things.
Never thought it even once.
No, I thought it was pretty terrible, very honestly. I think the title was probably wouldn't air, probably won't air, and I kind of wish that was true. Unfortunately, it was not.
But no, I was very happy with everybody's response to it. Got some awesome link love from the guys at Theme Shaper, the automatic theme team, and I think we've found a nice format. I think this will probably work. And we also should sound a heck of a lot better.
Gosh,
than last
I sound
time.
So good right now.
I just can't wait to listen to myself.
We'll have to at some point allude to all of our changes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to do that.
Many, many changes, but we'll wait for all the verification of the new sounds before we start bragging, because maybe the outcome will
be great. But actually
all of you garden gnomes out there, please confirm we do sound better. If we don't, then don't tell us.
Yeah, never. So, I guess just to sort of recap, I don't know if we talked about the format in the last episode, but basically the plan for this weekly theme show is to kind of dig into a sort of a vertical slice, I guess, of the themes that are released each week and play around with them. There's only three of us and there's only so much time, so usually only a handful are what looks the most interesting, and kind of dissect them on the show, talk about what's good, what's bad, what we like, do probably a good bit of whining and complaining, and hopefully get to sort of that hopeful but likely inevitable conclusion of what is sort of the ideal perfect theme sort of striving for. So that's the weekly theme show. We already did sort of introductions and who we are and everything last time. So this week I'll just say, so what's new with you guys? What have you been up to? Theme website related? Anything interesting? I will start by saying that I was at WordCamp Phoenix.
That's not
the
theme-oriented. Come on.
It was, because there was a lot of talk about themes that was okay. It was a lot of fun. Actually, I gave a presentation, kind of ironic. And this is why I need you guys as excellent co-hosts, to give a presentation about WordPress and journalism in sort of their My WordPress, kind of a WordPress vertical track. And I'm a big plugin fan. I gave lots of plugin recommendations. And when it came to themes, I was sort of like, well, I don't really have a lot of like journalism specific themes to recommend. I guess, stick with the basics, clean, readable stuff, 2010, 2011, eventually 2012. Don't really get too creative there, which is kind of like I said, that's why I need you guys to prop me up in terms of really using themes a lot, because I clearly don't.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, for me, I guess after the last episode, kind of some, the reactions we got, it was just interesting to me to see the reactions from even the people we talked about, the theme authors and companies, reacted to the things we said. It's like, yeah, well, we're going to fix that, so sorry.
Yeah, well, it's nice. I mean, when things...
No, ultimate power. What is that?
I know. It's just like with great power comes great responsibility. And you really got to kind of watch what I say, because people are actually listening, which is kind of surprising.
I don't want you to watch anything you say. I want you to get nasty.
Just push
on
that.
Stuff.
Just turn that dial to it. Just break that knob off. You don't need that knob.
When have I ever had a filter in my mouth? And
turn the nasty
now.
Knob all the way up.
Oh, no. Nick, what about you? Any
theme-related stuff?
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think.
Besides, honestly, I guess, playing around with this set of themes we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. And there's a couple projects that I think one of the themes will work for. So,
nice.
Yeah, no, just messing around with this stuff and having issues with my own themes. So,
yeah, I mean, for me as well, I had another friend, ping me for doing a local nonprofit agency, saying they need a site, and, basically saying, kind of what would you charge kind of thing, and to help us get going. And, that's pretty much the extent of my use as a user, is trying to get friends and local organizations set up with something in a hurry. That's pretty much my extent this week.
Cool. So we have and sort of the general disclaimer, maybe we'll work it into sort of an opener on the show or somewhere, put it here or there, but all of the themes that we have this week at least, and this might change in the future, but for now at least, we've just requested review copies, based on sort of the cross-section that we found. So I think looking at the ones this week, we have did I ever put up the one for Mojo?
I don't know.
Well, maybe I didn't.
Brand is a different one?
No, I think that was the one from ThemeForce. In any case, I know we have a couple from the ThemeForce ones we're going to talk about, I believe, were ones that were provided with, sort of review dollars on ThemeForce. We have a Genesis or a StudioPress theme review copy, and the one from Mojo, which I might as well, we'll pull open and talk about to what extent we can. Clearly, I dropped the ball on that one, but
you so did.
Oh, get used to it, because it's going to happen a lot.
I'm so upset right now. I really want to see that one.
So mad. I'm actually pulling it up because I know. Because I think what happened is it was last week when we were getting everything. Let me find my.
No, I mean the only one on the list of seven was Brand. Then the download link is there.
Upload seller buyer settings. So. In any case, all the themes we're going to talk about on this show were provided. And also, this is a good place to point out, too, that if you have a theme that you would like us to check out, then you can, theme show at WPCandy.com.
Yeah.
So shoot us a download link or whatever. That's obviously just for our use on the show. We won't distribute that or anything crazy. And we'll, no promises, but we'll take a look at it if we can. So. What's your vote? What do we want to start with? What do we want to dig into first?
Wow, that's so tough.
Where to begin? I think, do we want to start with something really good or maybe something not so good?
Let's start with bad. I love starting with bad.
Okay.
Well, let's get right into it.
Dig right in.
I'm going to just say Breathe was pretty bad. Like, not bad overall, but just there's some things I just don't understand about that theme. So.
Okay, so Breathe was, we should...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Breathe was from where again?
ThemeForest.
Okay. We should probably... Are you guys... I actually need to pull up the IRC checks. I'm terrible. We should definitely drop links as we go.
Sure.
So that others can pull it up and see what we're commenting on. We do have a couple of people, and I say that, by the way, as I myself am pulling up the stream chat, because I am an awful, awful host.
I'll do it now. Krog starts whining because you're ignoring him. But.
Yeah. I probably am pulling it up now. What is bad about Breathe?
Okay, I think basically this
Jones
is a mobile.
Got a list, yeah. I love Jones's list.
Oh, yeah, I'm hopping in right in there. Well, it looks to me like it's just like a mobile only theme, because I was very confused when I activated it. It was on my giant, TV size monitor.
Now, that's worth pointing out, right? You have
TV size monitor.
I have a 37-inch Westinghouse monitor on my desk that I'm sitting in front of, about a foot away from.
Yes.
In 1920 by 1080. Yeah, but yeah, it was like very long and skinny until I read up on it. It's basically a mobile only theme, but I can't think of a application when an only mobile theme would ever be useful to me.
Okay. I'm sorry. We post the link to that into the chat because I just got into the room. Okay, good. Just making sure. Sorry. Weaver, what did you think?
I was just gonna make the comment that I'm trying to read through the chat room and think about what I'm trying to say here, and it's kind of funny.
Is it an unusual?
It's just odd because I'm theme? Reading and then I'm trying to think and talk.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you'll learn a new skill by
this. This is
maybe by episode 50.
At its finest.
By episode 50. Yeah, it does seem. I see your point, Jones. It's kind of a theme that they sort of. I think that's kind of one of the reasons we picked it, because it's so different. Because it's almost like it was optimized for a mobile device, and then they said, "Yeah, but what if that was just all devices?"
But here's what doesn't make sense to me. It's kind of what Jones said: is that if you're making a purely mobile design theme, people are going to open this on the internet, on the computer, and it doesn't fit well. It doesn't giant spacing, cushions and things like that. Just, it doesn't work.
Well, I can understand, like, if it's a competitor to, like, WP Touch, but that has logic built in to only present that to mobile-based stuff, which I don't feel like this has, especially probably not for, you know, $20 as the purchase price. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. I like it. You know, handles some stuff with featured images. It handles that pretty well. The navigation was all pretty easy to follow and easy to do. So I like it a lot, but I just can't think of a use case that I would ever need that for. If you're to only have a site you would access on a mobile device.
I have to give a point in meta review to Lance in the chat room for pointing out that the WordPress on the ThemeForest sort of demo site or I guess landing page for Breathe is misspelled or miscapitalized.
Oh,
is
that nice? Oh, catch. Wow.
Is that even possible to do?
Well, you would think that they would run it. The ThemeForest guys might run the capital P dang it on ThemeForest.
Seriously,
might be. But when I say because I do want to emphasize the user focus of this show when I refer to capital P dang it. Excuse me, I'm talking about the function introduced to WordPress that actually fixes the capitalization mistakes that people make with regard to WordPress. So it is kind of like you would think that, you know, ThemeForest might kind of watch for the use, particularly in theme titles, right? Correct for that sort of thing.
Well, they're differentiating because they have like a straight HTML version of it as well. It's not sitting on top of a WordPress theme, so that's why they have the differentiation. But
well, and ThemeForest itself obviously isn't. It's not a giant WordPress site. It's their own custom thing. But you know that might. Anyway, it's kind of beside the point in regards to the theme review itself, but it's important to a lot of people.
I was going to point out that was my main problem with the theme itself.
That was your primary?
That was it.
That's number one.
Seriously, I deleted it from my localhost just because of that.
I think it'd be kind of neat if when the site was normal size, like it almost the size of the blocks. Did you guys ever play with Theme Foundry's shelf theme? Or look at that. I remember last year when
I did. I took a look at it briefly.
Okay, because it kind of like it's a what is it? What would it be? It'd be a horizontal site, so it kind of goes side to side. It's a really
I think you showed me that.
Yeah, it's a really really
it's
unique.
It's like
sort
a shelf, kind
of. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think it's just a coincidence. You know, regarding the similarities between the name and how it behaves, but the blocks on this theme kind of remind me of that, and I don't know if it's that. Sort of similarity, or just because there's so much space when I have it open on my screen, which isn't a giant TV screen, but it's, you know, normal computer screen. It's almost like the blocks should kind of stack up next to each other or something as you go down the page, because it's almost like, at least on the demo, they look similarly high, you know, of a similar height or whatever. But
you're talking about Breathe still?
Yeah, I went back to Breathe. I bounced around. Okay. Well, I mean, and it seems. We didn't talk about the crazy transition. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Of that?
So, and that's apparently adjustable. You can do it from like the whole thing is like almost like a slider, or like there's like an animation or whatever. It's completely unnecessary.
Oh, that actually happens?
Did you?
Like, yeah. Anytime you open a new page.
So you're telling me you demoed the theme, but not long enough that you click something anywhere?
No, I mean, because I installed it on. I'll give a shout out here to WP Engine.
Any of the menu items.
Well, I honestly, on their test site, I can see that, but I don't think it actually worked on that way on my when I installed it on my test site.
Oh, really? It works. It's working now. I'm clicking away, and it's
I'm looking at it too. But I mean, it's pretty unnecessary.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's weird. Fine. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I don't. Here's the thing. It's a mobile theme, right? So, I just don't get it. Like.
Well,
when
I mean,
you're using something, you want it to like function in a way that, you know, makes sense with what you're trying to the information you're trying to present. And I just don't know what they were trying to achieve with this theme. So,
I can't tell you how many times I'm clicking around a site and I go, I really wish, you know, during this time when the page is loading, I had something to entertain me and just like
dance before me.
So but, many times.
Well, I mean, it's just like it's so susceptible to problems. Like because I'm running like a 4-year-old Dell here in my office. Like the Google Barrel Roll doesn't look good. You know, it's choppy and weird. That's exactly what this looks like. It's choppy and weird.
So I guess the overall review of Breathe, it's a little bit odd, but would you guys ever use it for something?
Like I'm with Jones a little bit. I don't know what I would use it for. I'm sure there maybe is a really small, like negative 2% usage niche for this, but I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, I guess if somebody packages in conjunction with like a plugin where you could activate this, it would somehow be detected and make it for mobile. I like this layout better than WP Touch, honestly, for mobile only. But it's mm-hmm. it's the beginning of a project, not the end product.
Sure, I think they could take this theme to a few more versions. Maybe I think the only thing it's missing is maybe just immediate audio playback when you go to the site, and then maybe like a flash video that pops up like with a person introducing the theme.
So. Okay. So just to have some more fun, maybe.
I don't
want
to sound
negatives.
Too harsh.
I want you to. Okay. I want to talk about the Swag Mag theme.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. So I think. Well, first of all, we should. Justin, what did you think of Swag Mag?
Well, I'll be straight honest. That I had about an hour to prepare for the show, mm-hmm. and it was the second one that I collected to download from the links you put up. And this, when I saw it was a 100 megabyte download, I just stopped the download and gave up on it.
Yeah.
Well, because Nick said he was kind of digging into it pretty deep. It's like, well, there's obviously a whole lot of pain there I don't have time for, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
so fair enough.
Let me get that one up here just so I can tinker with it as I'm destroying it.
Because I believe the large download was due to the Photoshop files that were included, right?
Yeah. There were several Photoshop files. It may be like about... I think there was a couple books as far as documentation that were included.
Oh, really?
So, no, not really.
Oh, okay.
But almost terrible.
Like, you know, the
just
trilogy? Or...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, seriously. Lord of the Rings.
A tome.
They included the trilogy Lord of the Rings in here.
Well, I mean, this might be a good opportunity to bring up what I was going to talk about later on anyway. But,
please do.
Pet peeve of mine, if you're going to download a theme, I don't want to have to unzip it and then dig through the list of, the directory tree of folders and find the right folder to upload on the FTP and wait for 10 hours for the thing to upload. Give me a zip file that I can throw into the WordPress uploader, hit the go button, and it's just there. I don't want to have to sort through, a couple of these zip files when you unzip them had like the, underscore Mac OS X thing with all the dot underscore files in it. Where they just sloppily threw in there and zipped it up and sent it. Just give me the zip file and upload. If you don't package me a bunch of HTML files for your documentation, don't throw a bunch of PSDs in there. I guess for like theme force themes, I guess I understand because you get it's a one shot deal. Everything they want to give you has to be packaged there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like have a members area somewhere with an additional download and just give it to me that way.
It complicates the process for sure. I mean, it's almost like you could have. It'd be better if you had two separate downloads sometimes, particularly when you're downloading so much extra stuff with it that you might not ever even open or have a need for.
Right. So maybe just put in the chat room, as a selling point. 80 short codes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a great idea.
I did see, and I forget who. I think somebody in the chat will bring it up, but I did see mention briefly while kind of breezing through quickly my regular Twitter stream in Phoenix. Somebody, I think a fairly popular theme developer is moving all of their short codes into plugins now, which is awesome.
Gotcha.
and really exciting to see because the problem with using Orman Clark, thanks Brian. In the chat, he is saying that he's moving all of them into a free plugin that people can use because the problem is when you're using short codes that a theme provides, when you change your theme, there's no guarantee. In fact, there's kind of a guarantee that they won't work or that they'll, if anything, start working differently because all of that functionality is with your theme and is going away. So it seems almost like a pedantic sort of thing to whine about. But it is important because when we change our themes, I mean, if a theme is affecting our content, then that's going to screw up our content. And particularly if you're using 80 short codes provided by a theme, I'm not sure why you would ever need to do that. But assuming you were, that's a lot of your stuff that's going to be highly dependent on this one theme that you're using. You're going to be kind of stuck.
Well, it goes back to what I was saying last week about the one theme I was using for podcasting.
Oh, right.
you know, same kind of deal. Once, you know, it's getting away from the theme being more with the visual aspect and getting more into the functionality and content management, which I don't like.
It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing. So Nick, you, I remember, I think we kind of, you know, which is probably breaking podcasting rules, we were kind of playing around or at least looking at and commenting on these themes before this show.
Sure.
This was probably last week when we were preparing.
I remember everything I was saying previously.
Okay, perfect.
Very
perfect.
Clearly. Okay, so let me start off on this one. I actually like the theme, okay? So as far as all the things I hate about it, I actually don't mind it as far as I think there is a definite use for this, and I think large magazine companies could probably use something like this, blogging, review, editorial sites could probably use something like this. But my biggest thing that just blows my mind is that the amount of documentation that, like, there's 6 tabs under the theme options trying to explain to you what each thing does, like front page tabs, single post tabs.
You got to get us a screen of that. Can you, like, cloud app that, like, magic internet that to the chat room somehow?
I'm gonna screen capture this thing and I'm going to throw it up. It's just, like, I don't. Like, and after reading some of it, I still don't understand what's going on. And I'm slightly retarded, but
no, don't joke aside. No, you're a smart guy.
Even after reading it, I don't understand what the single post tabs does. And so it's
probably not a good sign.
And maybe I need to read it 3 more times. I mean, sometimes you got to read 3 things to get them to stick, but 3 times for it to stick, but. Man, I just don't know.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what we were digging into the last theme about a little bit with just the download file. I mean, simplicity. How easy is it to get something up and running? And, I mean, this is really the first. I mean, you know, all of these for a while are going to be the first X type of theme that we've reviewed here. Here we go.
For us?
Yeah, but I hope that complex themes like this shouldn't necessitate that sort of craziness. Particularly, here we go. I've got the.
I love that sound.
I know. I know. It goes through. Everybody gets to know that I just received an image from you. I'll have to kill Skype sounds at some point. But
Like all joking aside, it's nice that they give you documentation. You can read through it, especially if you're if you're somebody that's not familiar with kind of like installing themes and how it all works. And for me, even being someone that does understand that stuff, it's like. Wow, like even after reading this, I don't quite get why this is all here and why it's so complex to use. And so it almost makes me not even want to try to use it or anything. So that was a big downer for me. All joking aside, when you install it and kind of throw some posts up and kind of understand like how the menu works and the widgets and whatnot, like it's fine. I think it definitely there's a market for this theme.
And
for sure.
I think it's also worth pointing, like the dangerous thing I think about some of these themes, like let me see here, pull back up the theme.
I'm looking here at the screenshot you just put up in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
when you have a tab under your options called miscellaneous, it can't be a good sign.
And I'm sure it's not a short page either. You know, it's like,
I scroll down at least 90, I don't know.
Like... We need to throw those instructions through a word count because I think that, you know, there might be a small novel in all of that. Now, I mean, looking at this might have been one of the more popular themes that we looked at for this last week. It has 415 purchases, which I'm not super familiar with sales trends on ThemeForest, but I know if I sold 400 of something, that would seem like a lot.
Yeah.
And like the thing about buying a theme like this and using a theme like this. Not everybody has this much stuff to display, right?
You have to have days of content.
It's got to be crazy. Like if you didn't, this is one of those themes where if you don't have a crazy amount, at least based on my cursory time with it, you know, unless you have a crazy amount of stuff to stuff in here, it's actually going to make your site look empty, right? Because there's so many. I mean, this you just keep scrolling down. There's so much stuff on just a homepage.
Well, a couple things here.
940 words on the getting started tab.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Just a side note.
My only point to this is that it, you know, 400 purchases times $40, that's $16,000. So this guy's thinking.
He's like, screw you guys.
I'll fall all the way to the bank.
Well, 16 is gross, but that's not that's not his takeaway on that.
Right. I mean, I don't know what theme forest takes, what the politics are, but I mean, I like it off the bat just because, I mean, their logo has aviators in it. It takes me back to like 2003 when we had the obsession with aviators for a while.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm still rocking them, dude.
It's not like there's probably a Googleable photo of me somewhere with them on.
I mean, I like the pages layout options. I like, you know, that there's all these features and whatnot. It's almost like, you know, somebody who's really, I mean, this theme is not for your just casual, oh yeah, I'm gonna start a music blog locally here in the city and use this theme and have a clue what I'm doing. It's got to be somebody that's been doing this stuff for a while, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's just really intimidating when you open it up once you get it installed. So.
But I mean, the demo with a theme like this, it's not to say that the demo doesn't look impressive or isn't, you know, a well-designed thing. I mean, I'm just speaking in terms of what it. I wouldn't spend a lot of time necessarily on a site that looked like this, but it's not like an ugly theme, and I think it can make for an impressive demo. You know, in terms of motivating people to buy it. But yeah, I mean, in particular, if you spend a lot of time getting your stuff sort of prepped for display in a site like this, when you change your theme, assuming you ever change your theme, and who doesn't?
Right.
I mean, what's going to happen? I don't know. That's
the answer is no, you can't.
You can't. Never do it. Never, ever change. Huh. And Brian also linked up. He did a recent editorial. You don't need a magazine theme, which is relevant.
Oh, my
to
gosh.
Right.
Was this comment in the chat room saying that you look like this theme author? With aviators.
Well, I may or may not have posted.
This hilarious.
Yeah. Oh no.
Hey, wait, you gave me the idea.
Wait, Jones, this is you posting a picture of Emil.
Yeah.
With aviators.
Yeah.
That's oh me. My gosh. You look so different. Holy.
It's been a while. You know, this thing people age.
That is not you.
Uh-huh. I'm not looking at it, but I'm assuming it's me.
That is unbelievable.
Oh boy, 2005. Oh wow, dangerous.
Gosh. You were just a fetus. You were just a fetus back then.
This is the Embarrass Ryan show. No, that's awesome.
Crocsguard, I am right there with you. I've known Ryan for quite a long time, and that is not him.
So, make a note to find photos
of
Justin and Nick for future shows.
I hope they have bookmarked that link to those pictures. They're going to be scrolling through them all night.
Oh my!
Way to go,
goodness.
Jones! You totally just blew his cover.
There goes all my internet fame cred. All of it's gone.
And later on, I figure out how to delete all of my photos off of Flickr.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, you look so much better now.
Well, that's good.
You are hot.
I'm on the upward slope.
From one man to another, you're doing work.
Okay, so final judgment on Swagmag or Swagger magazine. I don't know. Would you ever use it? Would you ever use it?
I just wish the theme name was actually Swagger Mag, but no, I think I would use it, and I may use it for a project I might have come up here soon. So
interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think for me, it's just you definitely need to decide on what. You know, your website is going to be this for a long time, and you're never going to change it without completely crashing and starting over.
And you really do need all these options. You know, you need 19 widget boxes, and like, you know, it just depends. You got to have a lot of different content. I mean, I think WP Candy looked great on this.
All right.
Yeah.
Complete lie, but go ahead.
No, maybe. I don't know. There have been some people who have said that we need more of a magazine style theme. Despite Brian's desires. So let's jump into the brand theme, which I did provide to you guys. I was checking it on Mojo, and I did download that. I forget the things that I do. So what did you guys think of brand? I'll drop it into the chat.
Let me make sure I actually have it. Never put it up. I have not messed with it.
That's all right, because I think Jones
messed
with it.
Yeah, I did pretty – that's the first one I did, so I spent the most time on it.
Fantastic. So this – it looks neat. What was your experience like playing around with it?
I liked it. For me, it was a clean install. It was a small download. But again, it had all the text and video. It actually had video files in the download for getting started stuff as well, and PSDs and But
okay.
Yeah, whatever.
That's kinda cool.
It seemed a little sloppy put together as far as the zip file, but. once I installed it, it was a clean install and activation. It had the theme options panel, but it wasn't like one of those obnoxious ones that creates its own like tab on the dashboard.
I find it was pretty obnoxious as well.
I mean, we have our own agendas about theme options in general, but at least this was under the appearance menu, and it just said theme options. It wasn't like brand theme options.
I have such an agenda. Such an agenda.
My
too.
Agendas are deliberate.
They are
anti-dentite, for sure.
Wow.
So it makes sense because the theme options are under the appearance menu, which is where all of your other theme-related stuff goes.
That's where I'm used to them being.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So it had a few options, nothing excessive, just general stuff. It's easier to change there than having to go edit the files.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely uses the WordPress menu system, so that made it easy for me to transition from one theme to the other.
Right.
It's probably a WordPress theme. When you change themes, you actually have to go back into the menus thing in appearance and place your WordPress menu back in their menu area.
That's
probably something that you just, have to do.
My
only real gripe with this theme is the blog section uses the featured image and puts it right, a fixed dimension right in the preview on the blog section.
Okay.
But if there is no featured image, it was like it just showed up a big broken image thing that said, example image. It's the alt text. I mean, I would think a fallback should be like just to not have the image area there at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was whenever I've tested the theme, I've been using the unit test.
Does the unit test add in example images though? Is that what it's pulling in?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
I think it must just be hard coded in there. I don't know
the demo they show on Mojo Theme shows posts without a featured image.
Oh.
Here, let me. I mean, I'm not questioning your experience with it because that's really, we're not really trying to necessarily, show whether a theme is good or bad. We're just relating our experiences with it because that's all anybody can do.
Yeah.
But
it's weird.
So I don't know. Yeah, that is weird how it did that for you then.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind for future. Thanks for pointing that out. But
you guys have opened up. Just Pandora's box in the chat room.
I told you. This is not me. This is Jones. Jones is.
This
Jones
is no. And, but the funny.
Oh no. Well, that's from your Flickr.
There's the curly hair fro. It's out. I knew it.
Oh, it's there.
That's your Flickr though, not mine.
That was my. I mentioned this with the full. I will not put it in the show notes. No, it was actually my photo used when I wrote columns for my college paper.
College
newspaper. So that was still a handful of years ago. In any case, brand. One question that I had, so they have different styles. Did you play with any of the different backgrounds, it looks like, rather than like the light wood, there are like stripes and squares and.
No, I think that's stupid.
Okay. All right. So you just kind of stuck with what the demo default was?
Yeah, I mean, I think the demo had kind of a gray color for the background. I mean, it's just very simple, very clean.
Mm-hmm.
I can see myself using this for, it is as a substitute to 2011 or 2010
mm-hmm.
For like default themes, really.
Nice.
So it's pretty affordable.
What's the experience? I guess modifying this like header slider for the homepage because they have these giant photos.
I actually didn't even notice that. I think, there was a pretty easily the jQuery they're using seems pretty solid. I mean, some of them I've seen in other themes, it's like, on the back end they give you, here's 10 sets of text boxes, and here you drop in the URL to the image, and you drop out in the destination URL.
Sure.
They had kind of a slick interface on the back end, I think, to kind of manage that.
We should get a screenshot of that sometime, show what that looked like, because I'm curious.
Ryan Immel, I just want to side note, Ryan Immel definitely was spitting game in this picture. And
what are we doing? There is a whole second podcast going on in the chat room right now.
There's a second podcast going on, and there is now a website created of all of these images. I guarantee it.
Is this A-Ray? I can't tell.
Yeah, it is.
She has a real name.
Oh, good Lord. This is
out of hand, Jones. I blame you.
I'm going to have to edit this podcast so much. No, so on brand, on brand.
This is getting out of hand.
Oh, it's lovely. Well, what I love about it is the people that are like, what, Ryan? Like, he did things before the internet?
He ate Wheat Thins, apparently.
Oh, so many Wheat Thins.
In 2003.
So many Wheat Thins. So...
Oh, I heard the snort. Jones got the snort going over.
I'm sorry. I got to make a note of the time code to grab
the snippet
for that.
This is unbelievable.
Okay, so...
I'm glad I did not go on this trip.
Am I right in assuming that if you don't put large images into the header, that it sort of defaults to a not having them, like it shrinks up and has like a cool look even without those?
It was just basically when I activated it, it was just kind of gray box. And I'm sure you could probably do other colors as well.
Okay.
I mean, just for future reference, you know, when I evaluate these things, I'm pretty much just going to click the activate button, click over to my playground, and see what it looks like.
Yeah, see what happens, for sure.
I should have balanced when I was making my notes for the show. I should have balanced what the test, test install looks like compared to what it looks like for me. But you know, but for almost though, it speaks more to what is really how well it's built.
Yeah, I think the most useful sort of snapshot of how a theme works is what you can glean from it in this first sort of 5 minutes of turning it on and playing with it. You know, I mean, it's not to say that there shouldn't be any setup required with a theme, but in most, at least in my opinion, the ideal amount of setup is zero. And if you do have to do anything at all, it should just be to kind of add to it, right? I mean, the worst thing, like, I don't think that this really happened with any of these themes per se, but I know I've activated some in the past where even if you have sort of, you know, the default content installed or the default content imported into your site to sort of test it, it kind of looks broken when you start because you have to sort of connect all the little wires and things, you know?
Yeah. Because there's things in the widgets and things in the menus and
options or whatever.
Yeah. I even tried a couple of themes I've used in the past, none of these. They'll even give you like a XML file to upload, but just kind of on its face, I don't like doing that because once you get things up and running, then all that content you've imported is lurking somewhere. I don't want it, you know, around forever. You know, all of their images that they uploaded to test with, and it's like, well, I don't really know if I have the copyright to be able to use those. So do I want those on my site long term, especially if it's for a friend or a client or whatever.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
I'm just going to say I like the theme. I think it's nice. Really simple and clean. And I didn't get to play with it much, but it looks pretty solid. I like the big images at the top. I mean, I think those are cool. There's a lot of themes I like to do that.
Did you guys get a chance to spend much time with the new StudioPress theme from last week, the Balance Child theme?
Yes, actually, I got one more question about brand.
Okay,
they have on the visual editor, they've got like a short codes button to drop in the short codes. Is that something that they've done, or is that something that's coming up?
No, that's definitely something that they've added, which is kind of a good example of what we briefly started talking about in terms of. Well, did we do it? Was that pre-show or no? We were talking about short codes because the one theme has the 80 short codes.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of another example of, you know, easy to use. I mean, particularly with short codes, I think it's nice. It's handy. But unless they have sort of a partner plugin to go along with it, I generally advise people don't use Steam's short codes because it's going to come bite you.
Well, what happens if you, like, their short codes here are like, you know, half column, third column, those kind of things, you know, basically putting style in. If there's a short code that's not defined, does it print out like the short code language, or does it just ignore it?
Well, if it's one thing that I've heard people talk about, I can't think of a good example. Maybe somebody in the chat room knows, but I have heard some talk of from developers about when either a plugin or a theme that uses short codes is either deactivated or switched from, kind of doing a replacement of that. Of what the short code normally would provide in the theme, and just sort of spitting that out in its place. But by default, like it's just if there's no short code active, then WordPress is just going to display your short code like as you see it in the editor.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's really like, and that, I don't think that's not a WordPress issue, right? That's unless there's a fallback provided by a theme or a plugin, what can WordPress know to do with that?
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
As far as WordPress knows, you're just trying to include something in brackets. You know, that's just a writing style. It's only a short code. In other words, if one of your themes or plugin tells it to. But yeah, okay, cool. I think we've got a footing on brand.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, don't. You should always apologize profusely for sharing your opinions on themes on this show. That's not the right place for it.
Well, they're moving on to balance. Now balance. Here we are.
Now balance.
Hey, Ryan, before we move on to this last theme, I'm just trying to determine if this last picture they posted is pre or post a pickle fight.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to make... What is going on? What is this?
This is the one I'm frightened about. This is not you. That's not you.
Is this the 2005 one?
Mystery Manor. I've never seen you looking like that, and I think I knew you at this point.
You shouldn't ever see anyone looking like any of these things.
Jones, you are dead. This podcast is going to ruin your life.
This will be the I love that Lance is tweeting all of this as well. this will be forever known as the podcast that just ruined me. Totally
Jones
ruined
will be known
Ryan.
As the person that ruined you. Don't
yeah,
worry
this
that.
Is this is what I get for bringing my real friends into my internet family.
You know what? Hey. It's all good. Everybody's got a pass. Just wait till they find all of Jones's pictures on there.
as he's running like a clean sweep program or something.
Oh, he's like a madman right now.
Dear
Justin
Flicker,
Jones at a
how
boy
do I make
Lutheran.
It all stop?
How do I make it all stop?
Seriously.
Like Twitter or Flickr has like a ripcord settings button that's just like...
Oh, goodness. I mean, you know, quick backstory. We put all these photos on Flickr. Spent many a night tagging people in them.
So it makes them really easy to find. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at this point, though, I mean, my whatever $50 a year Flickr thing has long lapsed. I mean, 5+ years ago at this point, and I have no idea what username is because the username does not match like the Yahoo ID. Does not match the username, even if I could log in, I probably couldn't find them to delete them because I'm not a pro user anymore. So it's like.
Well, and doesn't Flickr do that weird thing where once you're not a pro user anymore, like all your photos stay there, but you like don't get a concise way of thumbing through them?
I think like they're all in like your photo stream, but you know, we have like 6,000 photos on that user.
Right. You can only see X many of your galleries, so it's actually kind of difficult to get a good bead on how many you have. It's a really weird decision they made, I think, that really kind of penalizes you in a weird way because I had one for like my portfolio for a few years back. And like once the pro thing lapsed, I looked at what I thought were sort of the photos I could see, which was like 2 or 3 galleries. I was like, I don't really have that much stuff on here, not realizing at the time what had happened. I was like, oh, I've only got like 20 photos on there. No big deal. I'll just leave it lapse. And I've never really revisited it after that. Except for, you know, but that is to say that they're all still there, particularly all of the embarrassing ones. Gosh. Of me.
So glad I've never created a Flickr account and that Jones knows nothing about it.
Oh, I can find some of Nick too here, I'm sure.
Oh, like what? Which one?
We'll have to include this in like the aftertaste.
The aftertaste. My tip would be as someone who has experienced this before, it's best to wait until the chat room is full of people who've known him for a while online. And doesn't know about his past, and then you bring up those photos, and that'll really drive it home.
Just like what you did to Ryan tonight. He's going to kill you. Anyway, this next theme, Balance,
this is a StudioPress child theme that was released about a week and a half ago now, because we're a little late getting to this. But now, first of all, have you guys ever used a Studio? Because this is actually the other themes we were using... or we're talking about so far, and this is the last one we'll talk about this week. The other ones were from Mojo Themes and Theme Forest, which are not like, you know, those are the marketplaces they were on, and I guess one thing I want to try to do a better job of is paying more attention to the authors themselves and, you know, kind of learning about them as we go. But, you know, StudioPress we know by name and can reference as the people behind the theme because they have sort of their own site, their own shop, if you will. I always refer to them as theme shops because it feels weird talking about WordPress theme businesses as companies or even businesses. I always use shops, I guess. But have you guys ever used any StudioPress stuff before before playing with this one?
Man, I'm trying to think.
I mean, I definitely have. I've had a couple themes on Genesis, mainly for, you know, the church sites I've done. just overall, I technically think their stuff's pretty solid. Never had a bad experience. But just design-wise, I don't know if it's just, you know, the strength of their designers that are on staff there or whatever, but all their stuff just generally seems to be more kind of blocky and more business-like. I mean, font choice being kind of, you know, a lot of serif fonts and just kind of more structured, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know that I've ever seen like a, you know, big flashy jQuery slider and any of their stuff. Now, granted, it'd be other than this one, I've only used one or two others. But
so you missed their theme that when you clicked to a page, it like swung around like a revolving door. You missed that one.
Or what was the other one?
Oh, that was a big theme.
Like when you clicked into it, like the giant HTML5 video started playing in the background. And you couldn't figure out how to stop.
Why are we not talking about that one?
I think that one landed on the cutting room floor this week. It'll have to. Yeah, we need to start up. We need to start up. Sort of.
I was
going to
smash that one. Like, you know, what is it? Gallagher does with that freaking watermelon. Yeah.
That's what we need. We need
to die.
We need like a candy brick or something that we can award these, or a golden watermelon, and award that to some of these just really awful themes. Yeah, I'll have to look up what that was. So at least
the rotten candy award or something ridiculous.
Rotten candy. That's good.
Terrible.
Oh, that's really good.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Uh-huh. So
this theme I like simply because it's simple and the fonts are cool. And I think the layout's kind of, you know, as far as the landing page or whatever, the homepage, I think it does a good job. And I think keeping themes simple and allowing even the simplest of, like, the most novice of a user to kind of just almost to the point where they can't make them look bad. The only problem is, like, with this, I kind of feel like when I upload some like default posts and things like that into it, just kind of see what it does. It doesn't look as good as what they're kind of like marketing. And so
yeah, well, I mean, a couple of things here. I mean, when you first open it up, if you're looking at their demo site or whatever, it has that kind of that gray bar across the top with the big red call out to put. I mean, they have for email updates or whatever. I couldn't figure out how to make that happen. Now, granted, I only spent 15 minutes with it and didn't read any of the documentation. Which is a good point that actually both Balance and Genesis both I was able to upload through the WordPress editor, which is something I like because I'm sure the documentation is in their members part of the site, which because of review copy they didn't have access to, so I couldn't have read their documentation because of our situation. But
I have to find a maybe I can find a loophole to that for the future.
Yeah, I mean, let's ask them about it, but I probably wouldn't have read it anyway. Just. I mean, other than tonight, I probably will spend more than an hour preparing.
I honestly think it's a good thing to kind of see how far you can get with a theme without the documentation, because otherwise.
Well, that's kind of what I do anyway. I don't want to read anything. I want to see how much I can just jump into it and make it work. Like, that's why Swagger just sucked.
I mean, I'm really terrible about that too. I don't like to read stuff if I don't have to.
And the other thing is too.
Let's be honest, we're all read Cliff Notes for all the books we read in high school. It's like, do you think I want to
read in high school?
Do I want to read 940 pages or words of documentation for?
We all just took super embarrassing pictures in high school. That's what we did.
Or Jones took them and used them for blackmail on a public on a live web show.
Live website.
Gosh, I'm poisoning your food this week, Jones.
Poison all the food. I think there's something. There's something about StudioPress themes. The look, like you said, isn't flashy. It seems, I don't know. It seems a little bit. I mean, clean is definitely a safe word to use, I think, with them. But they kind of come across a little bit more. I want to say like almost old fashioned. Like
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like I want to say serious or businessy. Like from 5 years ago, kind of. You know, it seems like they're kind of aiming for more of a. Business type audience.
Yeah,
it's minimal, it's clean, it's kind of like got to me, it's kind of got that blank page like feel of just like almost just the fonts they choose, especially with this theme. So
and then like in their demo site they have like latest tweets and you know some advertisement stuff in there. It's like if you don't or like sign in for email updates. You know, now granted, you know, there's stuff, if you're buying this theme and Genesis, I think it was like $80 or something, mm-hmm. which in the grand scheme of things isn't that much. But if you are, you know, Joe Blow, middle-aged business owner, you know, think, oh, this theme will help me manage my email and I can put my tweets there. And there's no, I mean, again, maybe there's some documentation that says, okay, well, if you drop this in there, we have styles for it.
Okay.
But when I went and looked in the widgets area, there was not like a tweets widget included in it.
Okay.
Maybe it's just Jetpack. I mean, maybe they've already thought of that. But I mean, I would think that if I activated this thing and expecting it to do X amount of things and didn't do that, I would be frustrated.
How much, you know, since you mentioned price, that's something that we really haven't talked about so far. In general, how much does a theme's price affect your willingness to buy it and try it out? Because I think we've all purchased a theme for one reason or another before.
Oh, yeah. I think for me, if I can look at a theme and kind of, I mean, because before buying it, you really can't tell exactly what it's going to be like on the back end. But, well, at least from my experiences so far, if I feel like the layout and like kind of how each page and menu kind of like breaks down and whatnot, it's going to do what I want to do. You know, I'm going to buy the theme because it's going to save me a bunch of work of having to like try to hack things or modify things. So. I think, you know, ranging from 30 to 75, I mean, I've bought themes for 75, 80 bucks before, so, and I've also, you know, bought them for cheaper, but
doesn't really weigh in a whole lot?
Man, I mean, I'm willing to pay for a theme, especially if it's going to do, you know, what I want it to do right out of the gate. So, I guess I'm a bad person to ask because if it saves me time, I think it's worth it. And if a theme functions the way I want it to and I don't have to do a bunch of stuff to it or try to pay somebody to fix it or modify it, then sure, 80 bucks, great.
Well, I mean, Krogstar just put in the chat room, would you pay $1,000 for a theme? And I'll jump out there and say, yes, I would. It kind of opens up a can of worms from WP Candy a while back that, you know, okay, there's these themes for 20 bucks on Mojo. I'm going to expect a lot less out of them than I would from, you know, $100 theme from a company like StudioPress. But I would almost rather, you know, pay a couple $100s, I mean, maybe thousands on the top end, for something that I know that they're going to take seriously and maybe be there with some actual support, rather than having, you know, a couple hundred Yahoos paying 80 bucks and they're sitting there thinking, well, you know, what do you expect? You only paid 80 bucks for it. I'd almost rather kind of, you know, have a higher buy-in and have, you know, and expect more out of it.
Well, I think too, the other question could be reversed back to them. It's like, would you make a theme and charge $1,000 if you were going to give me lifetime support? And by lifetime support, I mean seriously, till you're like 100 years old. I mean, so yeah, sure. I'm kind of like you, Jones. Like, if it's going to do exactly what I need it to do, like if the price makes sense, it's going to save me headaches, and the support's there, and I know that support's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So okay. So what if I tweak the question a little bit? So what if you saw a theme that did exactly what you wanted for, let's say, $125, or a theme that did maybe half of what you wanted but still was pretty good for $35? Is that something that you're going to stop and think about, or are you just sort of going to gut reaction either one way, go say, hey, I'm going to get exactly what I need and be done with it, or I'm going to save some money?
That's a tough question because it depends on what it's not doing. That am I able to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's variables in there for sure. Probably going to go with $35. Let me give me that theme and I'll try to make it work.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's really desirable for me. Oh, $125. It does exactly what I want. Yeah.
Right.
End game done. I'm in.
Well, and I think Nick and I think you are similar in the way that okay, it's $35. I'm going to have to implement this myself. That might be kind of fun. You know, maybe kind of get our hands dirty a little bit and try to and figure out how to do it. But if it's a project I'm doing for somebody else and it's not my money I'm spending, or if I'm crunched for time, or I just know I need it to be solid and don't want to mess with it, yeah, I mean, I'll fork out the extra money.
But okay, so, and plus the $125 theme has 80 short codes.
Oh, my favorite.
So, okay, so I think is there anything else you guys want to say about balance?
Let me look here at my notes. Oh, wait, I don't have
them. I think I noticed, Jones, maybe you mentioned this already before, about the .htm on the demo site.
Yeah, what's that about? Well, it's like their release page. Their permalink structure has .htm in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you delete that .htm, it doesn't work. So I don't know, did they have like a static HTML file that dropped in there for some reason, or why would they have done that?
As far as I know, it's a permalink settings thing that they've added. But I mean, I'm not even if that's the case, though, you'd think that it would autocomplete. So I'm not entirely sure, but I have noticed that the StudioPress does that, where they have the sort of the .htm throughout their site, which is kind of a, I mean, for those that have ever edited or put HTML pages, you know, that sort of simple code up on a website before, then that's kind of a throwback. It's kind of fun to see because you don't see it all that much anymore.
That's true.
Maybe but I also don't understand. I don't personally know the reason behind it.
But I can't actually get that to pop up anywhere else on the site other than that one page.
Oh, really? Huh. Maybe it's just the blog pages, the single blog posts.
/ releases.
Oh, I love the keystrokes. I'm so glad that comes through.
You are,
yeah.
You are John C. Dvorak.
on the weekly theme show.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, so, well, my mic is sitting about 6 inches from the keyboard. Mm-hmm. I want to invest in a giant podcasting arm like yourself, I believe.
Lance pointed out that's probably true. He says that it looks like it could be the cache engine that they're using, making it an HTM. That is probably it. So there you go. That's why.
Speaking of press coders, like I'm not really into any of these themes. Like they might charge a couple $100.
So somebody in the chat pulled up press coders, or mentioned press coders.
Yeah, I mean, man, I guess I'm just one of those people that are stylistically really picky for the most part. So I guess a great question would be for people like us is like, you know, what is it about a theme that makes you want it? What makes you like select it? I mean, just in general.
Okay. Well, let me see. Recapping so far, we need lots and lots of short codes. The download better include Photoshop files and videos. Better be huge. The bigger, the better. The bigger, the better. I want.
Oh, and the screenshot better not show the actual
HTML
theme.
HTML5 video in the background immediately.
Immediately playing. I like War and Peace in my theme options section. I like to be able to thumb through that just, you know, because I'm bored while I'm setting up a theme. So I like to read something. If they can work some instructions in there, that's handy too.
Well, we've talked about this other thing too, that you know, like the default screenshot, like on ThemeForest or whatever theme shop that you're selling it on, doesn't actually show the layout of the theme. It's like, you know, marketing jargon and aviator glasses. And
yeah, that's a huge problem.
Yeah, because you want when you're looking for themes on marketplaces like that, you want some sort of, or at least I like to have, it sounds like we all do, like to have some uniformity, right? You want to be able to compare those little thumbnails next to one another and kind of get an idea of what it is before you have to jump straight into a big demo.
Well, I mean, if I run a search on ThemeForest, I'm going to pick out 4 or 5 of them that I think might be good. So you have all the tabs open, and then what do you got to do? You got to go into each tab, and you got to launch the live preview and go back and look at all those. So you, by the time you're in the middle of your search, you've got 20 tabs open, and your browser comes to a grinding halt, and your head explodes.
That does happen. So, okay, four themes, which it seems like just kind of watching the time, and we might have inflated the time a bit, breezing through my history in photos, but
that destroyed the show.
Just absolutely destroyed
it. That was Hiroshima Nagasaki on the show, and I blame Jones 100%.
Yeah, I Lord, I apologize.
Lord, can you forgive me?
Four might actually be a pretty good amount. But between the four of them, between Breathe, Swag Mag, or the Swagger theme, Brand theme, or Balance from StudioPress, if you guys could, I guess, use one for a project, which one would you prefer?
Oh man,
just pick one. This is kind of like the, you know, the thing. What is the question, like, you know, either like desert island theme, or it's like, you know, you know, they say sometimes all the movies from a given year are going to be gone. You got to pick the one movie that sticks around. So all these themes are going to be wiped out. You got to pick the one that we save. Which one would it be?
Sure. I'm going to go with Brand for me.
Actually, for me as well. I think since it's brand new, it doesn't even, like, most of these Mojo themes, like, does Mojo give, like, how many people have bought it?
Let me see. I don't. Actually, I think they do.
I think they do, but this one does not show anything, so I'm wondering if they just don't have enough people out there. And I think this is one I'm willing to say I recommended people and want to give this author some love and get some exposure.
Yeah, you do. So much love.
Ash, you love giving author love.
It doesn't look like in general that they do display that information, so that might just be a ThemeForest thing.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I mean, I bought some themes on Mojo that were just very, very poorly put together, and this seems pretty solid on the back end for only $35. This is one of those cases where I would feel almost guilty a little bit if this did exactly what I needed to do. I charged a client, a friend or local business to set something up, and it only cost me $35.
Yeah, that would make you the worst. That would also make you probably the average customer for a lot of these themes.
I know, but is that like a...
No, I'm not saying that's a good thing either.
Is Mojo set the price, right, or is this like each author can individually decide how much they want to charge?
I'm not as familiar with the system at Mojo. I know ThemeForest pretty much sets the prices for all the themes so that they all kind of fit within, the system, or kind of fit within the pricing scheme of the rest of the themes on ThemeForest, but I'm not sure if Mojo follows that same practice or not. If I had to guess, probably, because that seems like a smart way to go. Otherwise, you're going to have $2 themes and $80 themes, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Did you guys see in the chat, I gave the unofficial Rotten Candy Award to a theme we didn't even talk about?
Absolutely, because it deserves it. And
that's the one I was thinking of.
I'll have to give it the... It'll get the unofficial Rotten Candy this week.
I just feel like a developer made that to show off their skills, and it just makes zero sense. Like, unbelievable. The audacity.
It's the right now full video image with audio theme, and we'll drop that in the show notes as well. Gosh. Awesome. Well, you know what I need to do?
You know what you forgot to do?
Oh, so what I forgot to do. So I've got this cool soundboard. And
yes.
Soundboard happens to be your iPad, correct?
Yes, currently, which helps when it works.
Yeah, well, sometimes when you hit the old iPad.
Sometimes you get it, sometimes... Sometimes it gets me, and that looks
I don't think we need it.
Well, we don't. It's good that we don't need it, because we're not going to get it.
Along with the four themes being a maximum or minimum or a good amount, I think zero history pictures of any of us, like pictures of our past, would just help the show to go a lot smoother. But it's pretty entertaining. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
We did have a question from Krugsgard about us being in the same room, and we are not.
No, we are not, but we sound like it.
All right, well.
Maybe some stick around for the aftertaste.
The aftertaste. It's coming right up, and we will be doing this show every Tuesday evening each week, except for odd weeks when we won't be able to. But thanks for everybody in the chat room and for everybody who listens to this. And again, if you have themes that you'd like us to talk about or themes that you made and can send them our way, definitely get in touch, themeshow@wpcandy.com. And maybe next time we'll try not to be quite so late when we record. We'll catch everybody next week. Oh, no. Before I do that.
Whoa.
You guys on Twitter, say your Twitter handle so people can follow you.
Yeah, my name is Nicholas Weaver. You can Google search me on anywhere on the planet. And my Twitter name is Nicholas_Weaver.
And I'm Justin Jones. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at JJonesFTW, as in my hometown of Fort Wayne, not for the win. So,
get so much more cred for the win than Fort Wayne.
Oh my, yeah, it's totally not for the win.
I am keeping it real because I am lame.
Are you keeping it real? Not real at all.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
I'll tell you what, and be sure to look up his Flickr accounts at a Boyd Lutheran Church, looking for Justin Jones.
My God. Gosh. So, you follow, obviously, the site on wpcandy.com and on Twitter. I am also at Ryan Immel on Twitter, and we'll catch everybody for another embarrassing episode next week.
So embarrassing.